Some water droplets fell on my face, and I looked up, feeling the sky's embrace. Like wine from the heavens, they gently kissed, reminding me of moments missed. Galeb's whispers were soft and clear, love's just a drop, yet so dear. His words remind us that the heart, though not made of stone, is filled with deep emotions that surface in moments of vulnerability. In every sip, a memory lies in every tear, a love that cries. As I stood there, more droplets fell, each one a reminder of the tales poets tell. Mir spoke of love's first pain, at the start, why complain? His lines suggest that the initial pangs of love are just the beginning, hinting at the deeper sorrows and joys to come. But as I drink this sorrow deep, I learn love's secrets, those that seep. Mir's poetry often uses the metaphor of drinking to convey the bittersweet nature of love, a blend of sweet and bitter, like wine we employ. The taste lingers, both pleasure and ache, a constant reminder of what's at stake. Fate's words were like wine at night, hope remains, in the darkest light. His shayari evokes the resilience of hope even in the face of despair. With each drop, I find my way through love's night to a brighter day. Fate's verses sang of enduring hope, of clinging to love, the ultimate rope. In the silence of the night, under the starlit dome, I drank to love, to loss, to finding my way home. His imagery of long evenings filled with sorrow yet illuminated by hope resonates deeply in moments of reflection. So let the droplets kiss my skin, and let the drink of love begin. For in this sip, a world I see, of love, of loss, and poetry. With each droplet, I feel alive, tasting the past, and learning to thrive. Love, like wine, must be savored slow, with every drop, our hearts grow. In the rain, under the sky's vast sea, I drink to the poets and their endless legacy. The water on my face becomes a testament to the intertwining of love and drink, a celebration of the poignant and beautiful verses of Galeb, Mir, and Fayz, each sip a tribute to their timeless poetry.